peaceful viewers, and Iran Karapte, which is hello in Ainu, a language spoken in Japan. Welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Supreme Master Television is broadcast every day from Los Angeles, California, USA. We are available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hartford 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For worldwide coverage, join us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, representatives of 129 countries meet in Moscow to find ways to improve day-to-day life for global citizens. In news of compassion, an Amish community in the USA reveals the true meaning of forgiveness. In animal news, a Formosan or Taiwanese factory owner says rescuing his dog is more important than saving the building. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 1st, World Vegetarian Day was founded by the North American Vegetarian Society in 1977. Endorsed by the International Vegetarian Union in 1978, World Vegetarian Day marks the first day of Vegetarian Awareness Month. The benefits of vegetarianism are well documented, improving humans' health, making food resources more available to those in need, preserving ecosystems, using energy more efficiently, and significantly reducing emissions that contribute to global warming. For many, most importantly, vegetarianism is the compassionate diet which respects the preciousness of life of all God's creatures. May the blessings of a vegetarian diet continue to bring peace to the world as we celebrate this day, World Vegetarian Day. United Nations envoy visits Myanmar to advocate peace. United Nations Special Envoy Ibrahim Gambari met with Myanmar senior leaders to convey the global community's support of a peaceful resolution. He also visited Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's pro-democracy leader. In a rare appearance, Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi spoke with Mr. Gambari for more than an hour at a government guest house. Thank you, Mr. Ibrahim Gambari and the United Nations, for your deep concern and efforts to bring peace to Myanmar. May Buddha bless Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi and all the nation's people with dignity, love, and peace.
Lion News. Iraq advocates preservation of neighborly peace. On Saturday, Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdel Mahdi affirmed that Iraq wishes to maintain peaceful relations as an Arab state. In response to a reporter's question, the Iraqi Vice President said, "Iraq does not accept that its territory be used for any aggression against any neighboring country." Thank you, Your Excellency, and Iraq, for your firm stance of peace. May the great Allah bless the deserving Iraqi people with tranquility, love, and peace.
Fly-in News. U.S. House of Representatives' proposal for troop withdrawal gains support. The new proposal for reducing troops in Iraq is based on creating a framework of constructive dialogue with U.S. President George W. Bush to change the current approach in Iraq. This new concept has now received the support of influential House Republican leader John Boehner, increasing its chances for approval. Thank you, U.S. House of Representatives, and all who are contributing to the progress toward a peaceful resolution in Iraq. May God bless the soldiers with a safe and happy return to their loved ones.
Flying news. Senegal and Iran make plans for future economic collaboration. Senegal's Prime Minister Hadji Bol Soumaré met with Iran's ambassador to Senegal, Jahan Bakash Hazanzadeh, to discuss the possibility of increased trade between the two countries. Prime Minister Soumaré applauded Iran's achievements in science and technology and expressed a desire to visit Iran in the near future. Ambassador Hazanzadeh looked forward to Senegalese-Iranian cooperation on petroleum marketing, auto manufacture and development. Congratulations and best wishes, Iran and Senegal, for your cordial relations. May heaven bless your countries with abundant peace and prosperity.
Fly-in news. United States donates $500 million to Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Countries all over the world receive aid from the Global Fund to treat and prevent serious diseases. The additional $531 million is part of the U.S. President's emergency plan for AIDS relief. The U.S. is the Global Fund's most generous donor, contributing $2.5 billion since 2001. Thank you, and God bless the United States for your dedication to improving healthcare for poor people around the world. May the beneficiaries of Global Fund be blessed with good health and happiness.
Fly-in news. Jordan welcomes visit from Iraq. Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdul Mahdi was received in Jordan on Saturday, where he met with King Abdullah II and Jordanian Prime Minister Maruf al-Bakit. Their discussions focused on key regional, political and economic issues, including the approximately 750,000 Iraqis currently seeking refuge in Jordan. Congratulations, Iraq and Jordan, for your warm visit and brotherly relations. May the great Allah bless Iraqis everywhere with stability, love, and peace.
Fly-in news. President of Bolivia to visit Iran. Following Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's visit to Bolivia last week, Bolivian President Evo Morales has declared his desire to visit Iran. President Morales hopes to bring Iran's experience in the petroleum industry in the development of Bolivia's natural gas reserves, which are second only to Venezuela's in South America. Iran has agreed to assist Bolivia with its endeavors. God bless Iran and Bolivia on your cordial relations. May your friendship flourish in a spirit of understanding and cooperation for the prosperity and benefit of the people.
Fly-in news. World Vision offers food aid to Rwandan flood victims. In response to the urgent need for supplies following the flooding in Rwanda, World Vision has provided aid to 1,700 children in the form of nutritional sosoma flour, sugar and clothing. Furthermore, the organization plans to help strengthen the affected communities in offsetting the effects of the current flooding and to prepare better in case of future disasters. Many thanks and God bless World Vision for your timely and compassionate response. May the affected Rwandans be blessed with quick restoration of their normal lives.
Fly-in news. The U.S. Congress votes to fund children's health care with tobacco taxes. Last Thursday, the U.S. Congress approved legislation to expand a health care program for children with funds from increased tobacco taxes. The program provides health insurance to some 10 million children from low to middle income families. If approved by President George Bush, the bill will increase funds to the children's health program by $35 billion over the next 5 years. Thank you, all legislators and those involved in helping to pass this legislation. May God bless all children with good health and comfort.
Fly-in news. Shakira donates $40 million to natural disaster victims. Pop singer Shakira's charitable foundation, Latin America in Solidarity Action, will donate $40 million in relief to victims of the recent earthquake in Peru and Hurricane Felix in Nicaragua. Another $5 million will go towards improving health and educational services in four Latin American countries. Shakira announced a generous donation at a New York summit on climate change organized by former US President Bill Clinton. Thank you, and God bless Shakira for helping others in their time of need. Your loving heart and generosity is truly an example of compassion and sisterly love.
Fly-in News. Brazil launches program to improve quality of life for physically impaired. On Wednesday, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva launched a $1.23 billion program that will benefit the physically impaired by providing better access to education, health, housing, and transportation throughout the country. The program will also fund workshops for making prosthetics and walking aids. Thank you and God bless President Lula da Silva for your caring actions to help all citizens be able to participate fully in society. May their lives be blessed with God's love and fulfillment.
Fly-in News. Eco-conscious community in the UK receives grants for renewable energy project. The Beech Hill community in Devon, UK, has received £42,600 in grants for renewable energy installations. The funds, granted by the EDF Energy Green Fund and the Low Carbon Buildings Program, will be used to construct a wind turbine, solar panels, and a log-fueled boiler for the sustainable community. Thank you, EDF Energy Green Fund, the Low Carbon Building Program, and the Beech Hill community for promoting the use of renewable energy. God bless your efforts to live in harmony with the natural environment.
Fly-in News. Chicago fun stop signs help drivers to slow down. On September 28th, Oaklawn Suburbs Mayor Dave Heilman of Chicago, Illinois, USA, launched a creative and lighthearted campaign to help drivers to slow down at stop signs. Underneath the real stop sign, Oaklawn officials have installed a second stop sign with a humorous slogan like, "Stop and smell the roses," "Stop right there, pilgrim," and "Stop in the name of love." Thank you, Mayor Heilman, for this creative and lighthearted strategy for the safety of drivers and pedestrians alike.
Fly-in News. New Zealand Vegetarian Society celebrates 30th World Vegetarian Day. Following last year's sold-out tickets to attend the event, this year's 30th anniversary celebration generated great public interest as well. Held in New Zealand's Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch, activities included entertainment and a diverse array of vegetarian cuisine. The organisers hope that environmentally minded non-vegetarians may be encouraged by the event to go meat-free. Thank you and God bless New Zealand Vegetarian Society for organising this special celebration. May many people of New Zealand have a wonderful time at the event and enjoy the benefits of going veggie.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Toronto, Canada, our association members held a video seminar at a public library where a large number of people enjoyed watching Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture and asked spiritual questions. They also liked the delicious vegetarian dishes served at the seminar. In addition, each person received a booklet called Alternative Living Recipes for Life. Seminar attendees were very happy to receive this handy vegetarian recipe booklet. Our association members thank God for the opportunity to meet sincere seekers and wish them all blessings on their spiritual journey.
In global news, the first World Social Security Forum brings global efforts to provide the basics of life. The gathering, organized by the 29th General Assembly of the International Social Security Association, ISSA, was held in Moscow, Russia. The event brought together more than 1,000 high-ranking Social Security officials and ministers, as well as scientists from 129 countries. Secretary General of ISSA, Konkoluski, called the forum a landmark event that brings international efforts together in overcoming poverty, as well as extending access to health coverage and pensions. Thank you, International Social Security Association, for bringing so many countries together in social and economic development. May God bless your continued collaborations in improving the lives of people worldwide. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Amish community shows the true meaning of forgiveness. We're just going to go take the dog for a walk. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate wisdom, the SM Celestial Company, LTD, has produced its first ever series of Happy Doggy. Celestial clothes and sleeping mattresses for dogs, featuring a wide range of designs to meet the needs of dogs of all sizes. The Happy Doggy series, attractive in appearance and practical in its protective warmth, allows humans' most loyal friends to enjoy their owner's loving care. For small to medium dogs, the designs include the Ballerinita, the Miss, Uptown Girl, Sweet Doggy, I Spy, the Poet, and the Karate Wolf. For medium-sized to large dogs, the outfits are the Shepherd, the Bohemian, the Shadow Hunter, Happy Doggy, the Jock, the Sport, and Remember Me When the Rain Falls. Looking smart and elegant in their celestial clothes, these blessed canine friends are no doubt the most impressive dogs in the Golden Age. The sleeping mattress is light, soft, and comfortable, with a washable cover that can be easily removed. The base of the mattress is anti-skid and waterproof, and the cover fabric can be selected to match the celestial clothes. Mattresses include the Royal Tuck, the Gentry Layer, and Dog Republic bedding. To get more information or get the Happy Doggy celestial clothes or mattresses for your loyal canine friend, visit us online at www.thecelestialshop.com.
Hello. You are just in time for the tip of the day on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I am Shelley the Turtle. If you drink tea, you might consider saving your tea bag and using it in place of detergent. For example, you can use the tea bag to wipe off the oil from the utensils, then simply rinse them in hot water. That's another way of keeping our planet clean by using less detergent. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
In news of compassion, the Amish exemplify forgiveness. In a gesture of kindness, the deeply religious Amish people in Philadelphia, USA, forgave the man who caused the loss of lives in their community. They even share with his widow and children some of the funds set up for the victims' families. The Nickel Mines Accountability Committee was formed to take care of donations amounting to more than $4.3 million made to the Amish by people from many parts of the world. Representing the Amish community, the committee said, many from Nickel Mines have pointed out that forgiveness is a journey, that you need help from your community of faith and from God. Thank you and God bless the Amish community for your noble act of forgiveness, which will surely bring about a true healing for the peace of everyone involved.
In animal news, in the city of Taichung in Formosa, or Taiwan, saving a dog's life was first priority. A factory caught fire while no workers were there. The owner asked the firefighters to rescue a dog first before saving the property, saying to them, the life of the dog is more important. The lucky dog, whose name is 150, was unhurt and now continues to enjoy the safety and comfort of a loving home. From our animal friends, we say thank you and God bless the caring factory owner and firefighters for treasuring the precious life of humans' best friend. We wish 150 and his human companion many happy and healthy years together. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, covering enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Kimmy Weeks, champion of children's rights. You're watching Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Today's Shining World Leadership segment features Kimmy Weeks, an international activist for youth rights. Mr. Weeks devotes his life to helping children so that they may have a decent standard of living in a peaceful environment in Africa and around the world.
Kimmy Weeks was born in Liberia in 1981. At the young age of 9, with his own survival in question, Kimmy made a vow to God to spend the rest of his life helping children. At the age of 14, he organized Voice of the Future, Liberia's first child rights advocacy and humanitarian organization run by young people. By age 17, he had created another two projects which successfully worked with UNICEF to disarm 20,000 children soldiers and to help them settle back into their communities. After Kimmy Weeks arrived in the United States in 1999, he led the Youth Action International, or YAI, a youth network whose goal is to become an active humanitarian organization. Established first in Liberia, Ghana, and Sierra Leone, YAI has rapidly expanded into many African countries, working to improve human life from all perspectives, ranging from securing food and clean water, restoring schools and parks, to empowering women.
Mr. Weeks, a graduate of Amherst College, USA, is the Director of Planning for the International Coalition for Children and the Environment. He has been the subject of a BBC documentary, Kimmy Weeks, Back to the Front. Also, he is presented as a global peacemaker, along with Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and other such world leaders in a book entitled Peace in Our Lifetime. Most recently, he was a recipient of the 2007 Golden Brick, honoring young people who have bettered our world.
Kimmy Weeks' deep care and devoted action for children who are in precarious situations is an inspiration and a model for all. God bless you, Kimmy Weeks, and thank you for speaking out for children across our global community.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was a drunk man in a stick tag went onto a bus. And then as soon as he was on the bus, he said, who lost a bunch of $100 bill with a rubber band around it? A lot of people run to him and say, me. So he said, here's a rubber band.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
I am Vegan Calvin. I really appreciated the noble job that Supreme Master and her followers have been doing for saving this world. Keep in touch, Calvin.
Thank you, Vegan Calvin, for your lovely heartline. We wish you God's many blessings in your endeavors in life. Master said hi and sends her love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and positive stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. You can find us around the world any time of day and any day of the year at suprememastertv.com.
Sui unukaran ro. That means see you again in Ainu. May your heart be filled with God's divine presence. So long for now.